Dr. Saber, S-A-B-E-R-E-L-I-E, dictating A, an office note on patient Willie Mary Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, W-I-L-L-I-E, Mary, M-A-R-I-E. Date of birth, 3-2-1939, date of service, 4-9-2025. Per paragraph, the patient is 86-year-old African-American female who is presenting to see me in the office today for elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, the patient had been hospitalized at St. Luke's Hospital back in March 2025 with hypertension, right flank pain. She was diagnosed with acute renal failure in the hospital with a creatinine up to 1.89. I'm sorry, what? 1.81. She's presenting to my office for further evaluation, period. Her past medical history includes hypertension for years, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease. Her surgical history includes right knee replacement surgery, next hysterectomy, next right cataract surgery, pure paragraph allergy, non-drug allergies, pure paragraph social history, patient is with her daughter. She does have remote history of smoking, she quit years ago. She does drink beer 24 ounces a day, but she had stopped lately after her hospitalization in March. She denies any drug intake, and she had total of 5 kids. Family history, mother with heart disease, father was healthy. Review system reveals no headache. She uses glasses, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. She does suffer from constipation. She has no nocturia except for once at night, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying. She does report urge incontinence at times, no leg swelling, all other systems are reviewed are negative. She does report intake of Advil, 2 tablets twice a week for the last 3 years. Period immunization, she had received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph. Go back to past medical history and add history of colon polyps. Period paragraph. Go back to medications and mention the following medications. Patient is currently on amlodipine, metoprolol, and atorvastatin. Period paragraph. Physical examination of vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils rounded, active to light, and accommodation. Pale conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no digital means extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no audit. Period paragraph. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no muscle and stew, no memory heard, no friction of heart. Tachycardia noted. Lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or with the abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. She has no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, not a neuro exam, is non-focal. Investigations from March 2025 at Houston Met, at St. Luke's Hospital. So the following. At one point, her sodium was 135, potassium 5.2, total CO2 18, with a BUN of 41, creatinine 1.81. After hydration, patient's potassium is 4.3, total CO2 is 17, BUN 32, creatinine 1.14, with estimated GFR 47 milliliter per minute. Hemoglobin. With 84 mcv, platelet count normal at 295, period. Urine answer shows no protein, period paragraph. A renal ultrasound was done that shows a simple left kidney cyst. Right kidney size is 11.8 centimeter, left kidney size 9.3 centimeter, normal echogenicity bilaterally and no hydronephrosis. Left simple cyst of 4.9 centimeter noted, period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Acute kidney injury on top of possible chronic kidney disease stage 2 or 3. She does have risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension and NSAID use. We're going to reevaluate her kidney function and do a workup to see whether there's other things contributing. I suspect some irreversible component to her acute kidney injury. We'll see what her baseline kidney function will be at, and then we'll advise accordingly. Next, hyperkalemia apparently resolved with hydration. However, she does have a metabolic acidosis. We are going to recheck her acid-base status and act accordingly as well. Next, diagnosis, hypertension. Patient was advised to switch the timing of her medications to take amlodipine at bedtime and metoprolol in the morning. Next, sinus tachycardia may be related to her anemia. We are going to check her thyroid as well and do anemia workup, period paragraph. Next, degenerative joint disease to avoid NSAIDs, period paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 2 weeks to discuss the workup, period paragraph, and report. Thanks.